Laughter is going to manifest itself in the most specific way is in Toronto, Canada. And the Holy Laughter, how many have heard of Holy Laughter and the Toronto Blessing in Toronto, Canada? Well, that was a Vineyard Movement church. So you can see a direct connection from these Kansas City prophets to the Vineyard Movement. And then the Vineyard Movement ultimately spawns this Holy Laughter. And Holy Laughter is swept around the world. Not the reason that it's in there, but where it mentioned this man from Liverpool being drunk as a skunk for several years. I don't know if it is still this way, but for 3 years after, at least 3 years after this Toronto Blessing began, the number one tourist attraction in Toronto was people coming from all around the world to go to this church and receive the Toronto Blessing. And then they were going home, and when they went home, they would bring this experience to their churches, and you had churches popping up all over with this same manifestation. And I'll tell you a story that has always struck me as profound. If you knew where Tico's ministry was, as far as in terms of the world, it's pretty isolated where he is. And I think the time before last that I happened to be in Colombia, we were doing a week-long presentation. And there was a man that was really into the prophetic material that we were presenting. He was always right there on the front row. And his daughter, who I could tell by her, the way she dressed and everything, wasn't an Adventist. Her daughter, but she was not a young daughter. She was probably 23, 24 years old. She sat next to him through every meeting. And I could tell the last thing in the world she wanted to do was be sitting in these meetings. Now, I didn't talk to him because they spoke Spanish. I speak a little Spanish, but not enough to, you know, just go out and engage in conversation with them. But I watched these people, and the father was really into the information, and the girl wasn't. And I later found out that she was on break from university, and she came to stay with her dad during that time period, and he brought her to these meetings, and she really didn't want to be there. That was what was going, the dynamics of why she wasn't into it, and he was. And then I started telling about Holy Laughter, and her whole countenance looked up, because, you know, here she is in Colombia, and I seen her start talking to her dad. So later on, I found out what went on. The lights came on for her, because when we started talking about that, what she did is she leaned over to her dad, and she says, "Well, Dad, the church I go to in the city in Colombia where she lives, they're having Holy Laughter too now." So it has spread all over the world. I mean, if it's in Colombia, and I know it's in England, it's everywhere. So anyway, back